Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of podcast at Equity Manager, where we try to help you navigate the complex world of finances and investing and bring to you certain information from the stock market and other invest asset classes. Today we will analyze a very important asset class, which is gold. Gold is on everybody's mind right now. Why? Because if you see, gold has been on a major run-up since last year. So why is gold rising so much and what are the factors that is causing and what will happen next? So number one, if we understand why is gold is purchased due to its historic, his history of having preserved the investment that you have over a period of time and steadily grown. And gold is perceived as a safe haven. Currently, what is the world experiencing? The world is of investment, especially in equities or any other crypto markets, is experiencing risk aversion. What does it mean? It's a state of mind in people's investing life, where they see that the economic environment is not very clear. What will happen next is not very obvious. Policies are not clear. As you know, Donald Trump is changing his policies every single day or second, third day. And the April 1 deadline of imposing tariffs on India is also coming close. So people are in this frame of mind that it's good that if we park it in a safer place, which is gold, which has more predictability at least. Now that said, there are central banks also which are buying a lot of gold, and they have been aggressive buyers because it's a hedge against their currency getting devalued. However, what should we do right now? See, this is just a neutral statement. There is no financial advice we offer, and nothing over here said should be looked at that way. A simple mindset to have is, when the whole world is talking about something and running behind, what should a person do? The recent developments in the stock market have taught us, and if they haven't, they should, it's time to pause and take a step back and really think, are we in the same boat like the herd, or we should understand what is happening and then take action? So same way, currently gold is on everybody's mind. Why? Because it's going up. But has any kind of environment really created that? Somewhat, but it is not like COVID time. It is not like the world is coming to an end or the economic growth will stop. So there is some credence to the fact, okay, gold should be bought steadily, but it's not. My feeling is, and you might, could be wrong, it's not the right mindset to go in rushing into it. It may be time to pause, wait for some time for gold to cool off also, and then probably enter it again. Now that said, if you're a steady SIP investor who doesn't care, passively keeps allocating, then that logic does not hold. But one logic can be done is that if you, let's say, were investing 10,000 a month, you could probably reduce it down to 5,000 or consider it, because that right now it's really, it's like rush behind it. So anyways, that's one of the thought process that one can carry. But gold has always been a good performer. And that said, recommendation of many financial analysts and many financial planners is also that gold should be a part of each one's portfolio. If you look at short-term data over the last 5 to 7 years, 4 or 5 years in fact, gold has done very well even against equities, right? So gold as an asset class can be ignored if you're an aggressive investor. It's up to you. But overall, it's a good hedge and it has done well. And there are periods of time when gold does nothing, which could last even 5-6 years. Then suddenly it will jump and double. So overall, over a period of 8 to 10 years, gold should ideally, as they say, give about approximately 10%. So another analysis to do is that go back and see what it has done in the last 10 years. And if its average has already crossed there, then probably there may be time for it to pause. Who knows? Well, take your own decision. This is just an analysis. This is just a thought process. If it makes sense, great. Doesn't make sense, feel free to discard it, because nothing is a sure shot formula to create wealth other than staying disciplined, staying focused, and not succumbing to fear and greed. And greed is probably something which is running a little higher in the space of gold right now. So till the next edition, take care. And if you like this, please do share it with your friends and family and help us reach more people, because there is a lot of lack of clarity in the investing world, and we try to bring some kind of clarity amidst the chaos. Take care and stay safe.